Chris DeSimeo is a financial advisor and stockbroker in Cincinnati. All day long, he observes the markets with the help of computer screens, cable channels, wire services, and an audio feed from an associate on the floor of the New York Exchange. To get a sense of how investors were reacting to WorldCom's problems, we checked in with him several times today after the market closed, after the Federal Reserve Committee announced its decision on interest rates in mid-morning, and just as stock trading began at 9:30 Eastern Time.
We're seeing a lot of the technology issues in the red right now in the opening trades, and some of the consumer product companies. I'm looking here at Kroger and Procter & Gamble, for example, companies which sell easy-to-understand products are actually trading higher in the first few moments of trading. So there's certainly more sellers and buyers in the opening few moments, but there are little pockets of resistance.
Or are you seeing anything really sliding? Is anything going down real quickly? Can you tell this soon?
Well, the technology issues, of course, are the first place where you see this kinds of things. Cisco's down about a dollar. Intel's down three quarters. IBM's down $2.50, for example.
Does it look like a regular day on the stock market?
Well, it doesn't feel like a normal day because you have the good economic news, and then everyone's waiting to see what the Fed announces later on in the afternoon. So you have all these things converging. It's a perfect, you almost hate to say it's a perfect storm. It's a perfect something, but no one knows exactly what it is just yet.
Chris, we spoke with you just as the market was opening this morning. You said the conditions could be ripe for the perfect storm. Has the storm hit?
The storm has continued to brew, so to speak, and it's been kind of sloshing back and forth, almost like, you know, one wave after another of buying, then selling. They've been doing that throughout the session. So at the noontime hour, right around lunchtime at least, they're down about 130 points.
You mentioned this morning when we talked to you, IBM was down. How's IBM doing?
Taking a quick peek at IBM right now, it's recovered. It's only down 47 cents, so they've bounced back about $2 a share.
All right, then we'll check back with you later when we'll find out what the Fed is doing and how that's going to affect the market.
Stay close to your sets. It's now shortly after when the Fed has weighed in, and as expected, the Open Market Committee has decided to keep rates unchanged at 1.75%, a 40-year low. The market apparently was hoping for something a little stronger than that in terms of coming to the interest rate aid of the financial markets. And we're seeing a little bit of disappointment right now and continued selling. Today, volume could have been heavier up to this point. It really hasn't been overwhelming.
Has there been enough concern out there in the public that you've heard, say, from members of your family or friends calling you saying, what should I be doing here in this situation?
You mean those who haven't disowned me? No, actually, there have been a couple comments about, well, gee, you're holding up all right. And you say, well, that's their job. That's what you do. And if you're in the business of giving investment advice, then you have to be in it both when times are good and times are lousy.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
It's 4 o'clock now.
Thank goodness. For the most part, looks like the day is done.
And did it end up better than you expected it to?
I'd have to say yes. It's hard to believe. As we spoke at about 2:30, I kind of hinted that I wouldn't be surprised if the market finished higher, and I'm kind of pleasantly surprised how close we came to that.
Okay, so people remained calm today.
That appears to be the case. It was not a stampede out the doors.
Well, great talking to you today, Chris.
Nice talking with you.
Chris DeSimeo is a financial advisor and stockbroker. He spoke with us from Cincinnati, Ohio.